Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear. You know, we've got a lot to talk about this morning, and as always, and on yesterday, I attended the Labor Fest at Summerfest Grounds in Milwaukee, and I talked with a lot of people who listened to the show who didn't realize that I'm a union guy. I don't know how they could never not realize that. I always talk about the fact that that's exactly who I am, and the origin of who I am has come through unions. And after 34 years of my young life, certainly it was a different life that was spent as a union person. And so, you know, Labor Fest brought back fond memories of a time when I was a young man and used to bring my family down to Labor Fest, and all of the brotherhood and fellowship that goes along with unionism. And it just brought back so many fond memories of, you know, times gone by. And so I was able to reconnect with Crudy and Dom of the Devils, and the three of us, you know, really had a great time, a great conversation, and listening to speeches from Congresswoman Gwen Moore, the President of the United States himself, who I have to tell you, I am a person who early on in this process did not think that Joe Biden should have been the selection. And I've been critical of Joe Biden on these airwaves. And I really didn't think that he, let me first clarify by saying I've been a supporter of Joe Biden for over 35 to 40 years. I remember Joe Biden as a very young man. And, you know, being just a strong advocate for the average person. He didn't just get that way. He's been that way his entire political career, his entire political life. And he was always the guy who was pushing back. There was a time when you mentioned Joe Biden's name and they would talk about him as one of the most intellectual of all of the congressmen and senators. Yeah, that Joe Biden. I remember him well and the things that he said and the things that he did. So, you know, that Joe Biden was a guy who I always supported and always respected. But the Joe Biden of today clearly is diminished somewhat, as we all are. The one thing that's for certain, the longer you live on this earth, the more you are going to be diminished. And nobody, I don't care who you are, not Einstein, not Aristotle, none of them escape the diminishing parts of what happens when you're a human being, when you're a living creature, and there's a time slotted for all of us. The last time I checked, nobody has defeated Father Time. I don't care how brilliant you are, you will come and you will go in this lifespan. And so Joe Biden is on the other side of his lifespan, just like I am. He's just a little further advanced. But I will tell you this. I am so proud of him and the way he presented himself, first off, on his speech on, I think it was either last Thursday or last Friday, when he addressed the entire nation, that I saw him on television. And then yesterday, in person, he was spectacular. And so for all of the Republicans who think that he's too diminished to remain the president of the United States, and for all the Democrats who think he's too far down the road, you should have saw him on yesterday. He was an amazing, amazing octogenarian. Oh, he's not quite an octogenarian, but he's getting there. And if I could be as that much in charge of my faculties as I approach my 80th birthday, number one, if I would be blessed and fortunate enough to even get anywhere near that, then it would be great. I would love to have that kind of capacity that Joe Biden presently has. And don't let anybody fool you. He still has it. He was on fire yesterday, moving around the crowd and hitting all of the points that needed to be hit and made. And even off the teleprompter, you know, he was on point. Said everything that needed to be said with emphasis and with power. So, you know, I again am a believer, again, in Joe Biden. I don't know what tomorrow brings, and neither do you. So I don't know what it's going to look like if he's able to still be around by 2024, or what capacity he'll be in at that point in time. Just like none of us know. But as of right now, very strong man, in control of his faculties, never mind what the Republicans say, never mind what some progressive Democrats say. He is on point. He was on point yesterday. He was strong. He was humorous. He was somebody that I'm proud of, that he's the president of the United States. And if you would have seen it, you would have said the exact same thing. And again, this is coming off of what the press conference that he had on Thursday. Let's go to my guy, Tom, from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we, the people, are the government. Second, Joe Biden invoked FDR in that speech yesterday. And I was very excited to hear that, because it sounds to me like we, the people, are pushing him more in a progressive direction than he has been in the past.
Tom, let me say this to you. You're absolutely correct, and he has accepted it. And what I love more than anything else is challenging these rogue MAGAs and having the courage to call them out.
Do you ever notice the difference, though, Earl, between a Democratic president and a Republican president? When they have hecklers, they say, no, let them talk.
Right.
They have free speech. Let them talk. Republicans, throw them out. Throw them out.
Oh, man, I was at
That's the difference between MAGA Republicans.
I was at a Donald Trump rally in Milwaukee, I don't know how many years ago. And there was a guy who was trying to, and you could say heckler, but he was trying to make a point. Donald Trump told him, get him out of here and be rough with it.
Yeah.
And they roughed the guy up.
Yep, George War Criminal Bush did the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I mean, it's, you know, that's their free speech that we hear so much about. A couple things about the speech. I think what we need to do is we need to have that mantra where everybody in the crowd is saying, not a single Republican voted to save America.
Well, that's exactly what he was talking about, man. He repeated it over and over.
But just like, yes, we can, we need to get it where that's the chance by the people, where they're saying not a single Republican voted, you know, for burn pit, cancer relief. Not a single Republican voted for water relief. I mean, that's got to be something that we on the progressive side, especially on talk radio and things like that, need to keep repeating, is that there is not a single Republican that voted to help the middle class and has not voted to help the middle class. Ron Johnson wants to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. So for anybody out there that's a sensible Republican, please know that you're not a MAGA Republican. You are a sensible Republican. And vote for Mandela Barnes.
So Tom.
And other people there on the Democratic side.
So Tom, here's what I don't get. The MAGA Republicans, who are a threat, whether they want to say it or not, they are a threat to democracy. They're whining and sniveling. They're whining and sniveling right now. And, oh, the president said we're a threat to democracy. Why is he saying these things about us? Because it's true. And so you can't, Tom, on the one hand, stick your chest out and act in the manner that these people have been acting and demanding. And then when somebody calls you out for your actions, start sniveling and whining and crying and saying, hey, this is what they're saying about us, and then be thin-skinned. You got your chest poked out.
Hopefully, the Democratic Party starts getting the message that you can figuratively punch them back in the face. And you know what? They're cowards. They are weak little men and women
with their weapons.
They are so scared of their own shadow. I feel so bad for people like CJ and MAGA people like him, because they are. One thing or all I'd like to say, though,
Tom, can you hang on?
Yeah, I can.
Hang on through the break, man. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was talking about the President Joe Biden appearing at Labor Fest on yesterday. And I was also talking about the speech that Joe Biden had the other day that appeared, on television. And he was talking about MAGA Republicans and the inherent danger that these people possess and you can see it. So when you see people running around with their weapons and with their ammunition, dressed in their military garb, and then you hear people like the candidate here in the state of Wisconsin for governor, Tim Michaels, say people should be ready to get out in the streets with pitchforks and torches, to basically attack the people and things in this country. Stop talking about you don't want people to say that there's something wrong with you. There's got to be something wrong with anybody a man who's running for governor to tell the people to get out in the street with pitchforks and, you know, and tiki torches. We know what that means. We saw it. And yet you don't want anybody to associate you with violence. Well, that's what you've been representing. And the threats that you are making lead people to believe what's coming out of your mouth, what we see with our eyes, that's who you are. And if you're not that, MAGAs, if that's not who you are, then speak out and say that. But until you speak from your tongue what you aren't, we can only go by what we see with our eyes. Tom from L.A., you say what, my friend?
Yeah, it sounds like Sheriff Clark. Who talks that way. These people are crazy. No, the one thing I'd say that I really wish Joe Biden would quit doing, though, is, and I know it might be just part of his speaking, but instead of saying, I'm being sincerely honest with you, or I'm not joking about this, I'm not lying to you. He needs to stop that because of the fact that every politician lies about everything. That I believe Joe Biden because Joe Biden is someone who is an honorable person, I believe. And I don't need him to say, oh, I'm not joking about this. I'm being honestly serious about this. It's like, well, then the other things that you're saying, are you being honestly serious about them? So that would be my only critique with Joe yesterday. But I'll tell you what, I am full-on supporter of this new Joe Biden. And I think a lot of Republicans would be too, because he isn't, 70% of the country would vote in favor of all the different things. Not a single Republican voted for infrastructure. Not a single Republican voted for helping soldiers that come back with cancer. Not a single Republican voted for water getting better. Not a single Republican voted for a woman's right to
lowering the cost for prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs.
You know, so if you look at the record, right? If you look at his record, and then if you count all of the things that he proposed that he couldn't get through because of Manchin and Sinema, and you add all of those things, you would be hailing, we would be hailing Joe Biden as one of the greatest presidents in the history of the nation. For the average, for the average Joes of the world, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And that's what we need, Mandela Barnes, and we need Tim
Ryan. I have to say this, Tom. I'm disappointed in Mandela Barnes for not showing up on yesterday. I'm a supporter of Mandela Barnes, but for him not to be there, I think it and those who handle him, it was a political mistake.
Completely agree.
Anytime the President of the United States shows up and you are running to become a United States Senator and you can't appear with him, I don't support that. And I'm a guy who financially has donated to Mandela Barnes' campaign. I'll say that publicly. But I'm not – right is right, wrong is wrong. And the fact that they didn't want Mandela Barnes apparently to be seen with the President of the United States was a mistake with the capital M.
Yep. I completely agree with you 100% on that, and also Tammy Baldwin not showing up.
Well, she was out of state. Mandela Barnes was in the city, and so he marched in the parade. He was at the parade, but he couldn't come and stand with the President of the United States. Bad optics, if nothing else. But I think a mistake that those his handlers. Go ahead.
Earl, when those mega Republicans like CJ Collins, just ask and say, why is it that your party voted against prescription drugs? Why is it that your party voted against clean water?
Tom, there would be no point in asking him those things because
that's probably true.
And I'll tell you why. Because
they tell you that we got out of Afghanistan,
because he will go to, he'll go somewhere else. He can't stay on the topic. Got to go to a break. 844. Thank you, Tom. 967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk about, I was talking about earlier, President Joe Biden and what was taking place yesterday at Labor Day, Labor Fest, and just what I really admired about Joe Biden and what I see in him and why I have kind of changed my direction in why I think he's the guy who should continue to push forward with his agenda in this country. Now, I was saying before we went to break about how disappointed in the Mandela Barnes camp that they didn't think enough, and were worried about the optics of what it looks like for, you know, Mandela Barnes to stand with the President of the United States. Here's what I'll say to that. Number one, you know, Mandela Barnes is, Lieutenant Governor Barnes is running to win a seat to become a senator. He's not a sitting United States senator yet. He's seeking that seat and for his handlers. And for his handlers to think it's a bad optic to be seen with the President of the United States, I just got an issue with that. I think it's a big mistake. You know, what you're going to be criticized either way it goes with some of what you've seen, the commercials that they have out on Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and none of them, if you put them all together, are worth their weight in salt. Why would you even consider not standing with the President of the United States? You're not going to get any positive publicity from the Republicans. They're going to slander you at every turn. So just stand straight up. Straighten your back up. And say, I'm standing with the President of the United States. You know, when Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes' name was mentioned yesterday, loud response from the crowd. The people are with him. Yeah, they're with you. You know, and so since they are with you, let us know that you are with us. You know, this is the part of all of these things and the game of politics that, you know, befuddles me. Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. And Jim from Appleton. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. And you say what?
I've just got a question. I know that with the president and vice president, they can't appear in the same place at the same time in case of disaster. I don't know if that applies for governor and lieutenant governor also.
No. No, it does not.
It does not.
No.
Okay.
So what is your thought? Should he have appeared?
Yeah, I think he should have appeared with the president and with the governor. It was a great speech. I listened to it live on your show. I listened to your comments. It was a great event, and he should have been there unless he was prevented by the securities.
And no, he was.
I don't know what their rules are I said.
Jim, he was not, and he was. He was actually at the parade. There's a parade before, the members of the labor unions all march to the Summerfest grounds, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes was there. And it does bother me, man, I have to come on the airways and say this. I made donations and will continue to make donations to the campaign. But I'm not going to be silent when I see something that I think is a mistake. You know, how many opportunities do you get to stand with the president of the United States when you're not a United States senator yet? You know what I mean, Jim?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and it's not very many.
No. So, you know, and I get it. It's out of his hands. It's his handlers. And so this is not a personal assault or attack on Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, whom I support now, and the person in whom I've supported for many years now. But I just think that was a mistake. Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate
You're
it,
welcome.
Man. Thanks for listening yesterday, and thanks for continuing to listen. But I want to get back to Tim Michaels. And the candidate for the gubernatorial seat of the state of Wisconsin, the challenger to the present Governor Tony Evers. You can't have any more of a contrast of two people than Governor Tony Evers and Tim Michaels. I mean, Tim Michaels has said some atrocious things. Here's a man who's running for the governorship of the state of Wisconsin and said to people who are gay or LGBTQ, I'm with you as long as you do that in your house, in your home, just don't come out in the public with it. What kind of knuckle-dragging way of thinking is that? You know, he didn't even understand, or maybe he did, the inherent bigotry in that statement. And he said it with a straight face. Everything he says with a kind of bit of arrogance. I saw Scott Walker, and I knew Scott Walker from the time he was in the state legislature. In Wisconsin, and the time that he moved all the way up to the governorship, the county executive in Milwaukee County, and then on up, and Scott Walker was never as dangerous, even though he did some severe damage, as Tim Michaels. And if people don't realize, how dangerous he is, wait until he gets into the seat. There needs to be an organized effort for those of us who don't want to see a man like Tim Michaels, who is supported by the wealthy, wind up as the governor for the state of Wisconsin. It'll be one of the biggest mistakes that the state of Wisconsin has made in my lifetime. And I've seen many governors. But this man is a man that we must make sure does not take the seat of power. for one thing, he's not deserving. He knows nothing at all about governing. Zero, zilch. Well, you know, he's a businessman. He ran some businesses. So did Donald Trump, and what happened in the end? Just because somebody runs a business does not qualify them to run government. We've seen enough of that. And at some point in time, there's got to be pushback from people to send a message to people who run businesses. Fine. Okay? I'm happy that you are a successful businessman. It's unfortunate, but there's some things that business people do and are allowed to do that aren't in the best interest of the people. Plenty of it. So just because you're a successful business person does not mean you are going to be a successful person in government. So, you know, we've got to come to that point where we understand that and accept that. And I'm going to continue, and I made up my mind to not let a day go by that I'm in these studios that I don't mention something about Tim Michaels and the inherent danger of who he is and his arrogance. You know, here's a man who says even if a young girl is raped, she should go ahead and carry the child. Well, yeah, I agree with the 1814, 1894, whatever it was, whatever the year was, I agree with that. Oh, you do? Do you? You have any idea what that makes you sound like or look like, Tim Michaels? You know you don't. You don't care because you're rich. And so because you're rich, you feel like you can say anything. And that's what you do. You say anything. Because you do know that there are folk who Donald Trump endorsed you, and so MAGA people aren't going to hold you accountable. They're not going to ask a whole lot of you. And I'm sorry if I'm offending some MAGA people. But all I can do is look at what I've seen. You know, I see with my naked eye what, unfortunately, many of you are representing. I didn't say all. And so President Joe Biden took courage to make the statements. He did it again on yesterday at Labor Fest. Appears to me that he's going to continue to point out the danger of unfortunately, not all, but too many of the MAGAs. You know, if you're a MAGA person and you support the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers, or all the rest of those bigoted groups, and we know they're bigoted, no question whatsoever, but they're in your group. What's the old acronym? Guilt by association? Guilt by association? Well, I'm not like them. Oh, you're not. I don't hear you calling them out. But from this point forward, there clearly is a dividing line with Republicans. You're either MAGA or you are mainstream or mainline Republicans. You can't be both. The distinction is there. So if you're a mainline Republican, you see what MAGAs are doing and you don't agree with that, i.e. Liz Cheney, i.e. many others, have the courage to say it. Because in the end, your party, and, you know, your party is what's going to be weighed in the balance. I know I'm saying some things that, you know, on what almost appears to be a Monday morning, but it's Tuesday morning, but it appears for all the world to be a Monday to me. We're going to continue to have a dialogue and point out what is happening. And again, those people who want to hide under that term, MAGA, knowing what it represents. We're not going to let you get away with it again, not on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, we're going to keep calling you out. We're going to give you an opportunity to refute anything that I'm saying. I don't have any problem with giving you the platform at 844-967-2789. If I'm incorrect in my assessment, if I'm in error of what I'm saying, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to also, at the same time I was talking about Tim Michaels, I don't want to forget Ron Johnson, and I'm going to make sure that every day I have some things to say about Senator Ron Johnson. You know, under political fire in its heated reelection campaign, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson defended his record Tuesday and claimed he has been falsely accused of wanting to put Social Security, Medicare, and veterans benefits on the chopping block. Addressing an audience gathered for the American Legion National Convention at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee, Johnson said he was worried about the rising national debt and that too many people are whistling past the debt graveyard. He said he doesn't want to cut Social Security, but he wants to save the program. So he's worried about national debt. He wasn't worried about national debt when he suggested the major tax break that he and other business people like him got. National debt didn't come to his mind. When those additional $2 trillion or more that were tacked on to the debt because of a major tax cut that went to people like him, rich, wealthy business people like him, he never once said, no, I don't give it to me. I don't think we need to be doing this right now. National debt is a problem. No, he didn't. So what he did was he didn't keep his mouth shut. He pushed for that major tax break to make sure that the wealthy got even more of their share of the pie. And now to turn around and try to mislead people to believe that he's talking about Social Security and Medicare because he's worried about the bottom line national debt is ridiculous. You know, Ron Johnson and Tim Michaels, if you put the two of them together, They may be the most dangerous. If they both win, the most dangerous United States senator and governor in the entire nation, and that's saying a lot. For those of you who are giving it some thought, and if you think these two people are somehow focused on what's in the best interest of you and your families, I challenge you to look at what's been coming out of their mouths. I get it. I understand. I know that these are people that you support because they're MAGAs and because they're Trumpites, Trump acolytes. But you've got to be smarter than that today. Being a Trump acolyte is not going to get you as an American citizen what you need, what you and your family need. I'm appealing to you. You know, those of you who are on the right, who may not be so far gone, to look at Ron Johnson's record, at what he's done, and how much of that record supports unions. Very, very little, if any. You know, and even if it's not, even if you're not in a union, just how much of his voting record has supported you, the failing and dwindling middle class? Not a lot. So if he hasn't supported you at all in a manner that commensurate with what you and your family need, somebody explain to me why then you would vote for him. I'm trying to figure out, you know, why somebody who's not going to be supporting the average person would get their votes. Never been able to figure that out. So now two of the biggest threats that we've ever had in the state of Wisconsin in my lifetime. Man, that covers a lot of territory in my lifetime. Ron Johnson and Tim Michaels must be defeated at all costs. I don't know how we'd be able to survive either one of them, let alone both of them. They must both be defeated. And so every day from now until election time, I'm going to take a couple minutes to remind people of just who Ron Johnson and who Tim Michaels is. And maybe to the degree that you'll get tired of hearing me mention them. But there's only 60-some-odd days until the election. But if I don't do my due diligence, I'm afraid that people are going to slip up and make a mistake that I don't think any of us will be able to recover from. Ron Johnson and Tim Michaels aren't deserving of the average people's votes. They don't represent you and I. I'm an average person, you know, economically and in all other manners. That's who I am, you know. And I know that's who many of you are in this listening audience. I'm not foolish. I know the wealthy, the people with the money, are listening to different radio stations and not this one. So I'm going to continue to at least remind you of that on a daily basis from now all the way up to the elections. Tim Michaels, Ron Johnson, are dangerous men, both of them, and you should consider that when you go into the booth and say, I'm going to be voting for what's in the best interest of my family. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by my good friend, Dr. Michael Rosen. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.